Good evening and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michel. On tonight's program, we'll listen to piano etudes of Cécile Chaminade and Françoise Chauveau and the piano concerto of Joan Tower. Cécile Chaminade was born in Paris in 1857, the third of four surviving children. She received her earliest musical instruction from her mother, a pianist and singer. Because of paternal opposition to her enrolling at the Paris Conservatoire, she studied privately with members of its faculty. Chaminade was a fine pianist. As a composer, although she wrote an opera comique, a ballet, and other orchestral works, as well as chamber music, she composed about 200 works for piano, mainly character pieces and melodies. This music became very popular, especially in England and the USA, and Chaminade helped to promote sales through extensive concert tours. From 1892, she performed regularly in England and became a welcome guest of Queen Victoria. Nearly all of Chaminade's more than 400 compositions were published. In fact, many of the piano pieces were apparently composed with publication and sales in mind. She married an elderly Marseillais music publisher in what may have been a marriage of convenience in 1901. He died in 1907, and she never remarried. Meanwhile, enthusiasm for her music grew in the United States, largely through the many Chaminade clubs formed around 1900. So that's how popular she was. In 1908, she finally agreed to make the arduous journey to the United States, and she appeared in 12 cities, from Boston to St. Louis. Prestigious awards came her way, culminating in admission to the Légion d'Honneur in 1913, the first time it was granted to a female composer. However, there was a sharp decline in her reputation as the 20th century progressed. Perhaps this was due to an attitude which disparaged late Romantic French music, or an atmosphere reluctant to value women's compositions. In recent years, several CDs of Chaminade's music have emerged, and we're going to listen to Enid Catan's rendition of the concert Etudes. These pieces, which are Opus 35, were published in 1886. It is the largest of her solo piano works, consisting of six pieces, each with a characteristic title. Etudes, as you know, are pieces which work on various aspects of technique, and these pieces do that while being musically satisfying enough to also be thought of as concert pieces rather than simply as technical exercises. The first of the set, entitled Scherzo, challenges the pianist with all sorts of double note passages for the right hand. Autumne, the second etude, was probably Chaminade's most popular piano piece and one that she regularly performed in her own concerts. It opens with a long-breathed, nostalgically autumnal melody, then becomes turbulent and unsettled, and then returns to the opening material. The third etude is Féluse, Spinner. It gives the right hand a workout with glittering passage work. The fourth etude, Appassionato, was also used by Chaminade as the last movement of her sonata, Opus 21. It's full of drama and urgency. The fifth etude, Impromptu, is a homage to Chopin, and it does sound quite Chopin-esque, you'll hear. Tarantelle, the final etude, is a brilliant perpetuum mobile. Now let's hear Enid Catan play the concert Etudes, Opus 35, of Cécile Chaminade.